And this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Tim Quackenbush with local news for December 23rd, 2021. Jefferson County Public Health reports 10 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the total number of cases since the start of the pandemic to 1,410. 35 people are in isolation and 2 are hospitalized. This brings Jefferson County's case rate to just above 180 per 100,000. Michelle Sandoval has just completed 20 years on the Port Townsend City Council, including 2 terms as mayor. Her notes, published on the City of Port Townsend website, share her unique perspective on the future and the past of the city, touching on the issues that have persisted and will likely remain topics of conversation and debate for years to come. Michelle Sandoval is our special guest on Brewocracy Now with City Manager John Morrow today at 12:30. Join in. Winter has just begun, as you know. It is the best 9 months of the year here in the Pacific Northwest, and the National Weather Service advises that a series of Pacific storms will bring periods of heavy low elevation rain and heavy mountain snow to the western United States. Here in Jefferson County, that means a 70% chance of rain and snow on Christmas Day and Saturday night, beginning close to a week during which our high temperature is forecast to be below freezing with lows in the teens. So bring the pets inside and enjoy the ride. The Jefferson County Public Utility District has made a freezing temperature checklist available on their website at jeffpud.org. This will perhaps help all of us avoid that grim parade to the hardware store to repair frozen pipes. I've been there, so I will be checking that list twice. If it's any consolation, some residents of eastern Washington may visit our county to get warm, as some forecasts indicate highs in Spokane to be below 0 degrees. That's highs in Spokane to be below 0 degrees beginning on Tuesday and lingering for a few days. That's it for today's local news. KPTZ brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Tim Quackenbush, and thank you for listening.